Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Spring is showing up all over the garden. Make some reservations to visit at southcoastbotanicgarden.org and get on your walking shoes. As you walk up to the entrance to the garden, notice the rock purslane that's just beginning to bloom there in the front area. This plant will throw up lots and lots of hot, hot pink flowers from now through the fall. A wonderful plant for a rocky or sandy soil in a rock garden or a xeriscape. They're a bit frost sensitive, but stand up well to drought conditions. As a bonus, they propagate easily from plant cuttings if your patch gets overgrown or leggy. Many times when I enter the garden, I head over to the plant kiosk to see what unusual plants may be available for sale. As I rounded the pink alstroemeria plant on the left corner of the little garden to the far side of the plant table under the floss silk tree, the dragon arum, or voodoo lily, is blooming. This is a striking maroon, almost black-colored lily that comes to us from the Mediterranean, a plant that grows from a tuber and needs bright light. A little word to the wise here. If you plant it in your yard, don't put it under a window, as this is also called a stinky lily for good reason. Just next to the voodoo lily is a Portuguese squill throwing up a few blue blooms, which can get to be 6 inches wide and last up to 3 weeks. There are also a couple of lovely hellebore plants beginning to bloom. The hellebore's plants bloom early in the spring, but if you're growing from seed, they need a couple of months of cold, so you can easily pop them in the ground in the fall and then allow them to bloom every spring for a very long time. Wandering along into the garden in front of Dottie's, and the lovely purple-top vervain is blooming like crazy. This is one plant that butterflies flock to when they're searching for nectar, and it's a perennial that can reach 6 feet tall. If you notice a hauntingly sweet fragrance as you walk past the lower meadow, that's the sweet alyssum that's blooming. Walking down to the tropical garden past the cactus collection, and you see a large patch of Queen's Tears bromeliads. There's many bromeliads in the garden, and if you wander through this area of tropical garden, see if you can identify two more patches of the Queen's Tears, and then two other different bromeliads that are blooming in this collection. This is wildflower season, and if you get over to the far side of the Bohannon Rose Garden, you'll find a very prolific clump of blue-eyed grass. This is a California native, but not a grass at all. It's a member of the iris family, and as such, it will flourish if it's divided up every couple of years. If you don't want to spread too far, cut it back after flowering so it will not self-seed. Also see the well-pruned toyon in the rose garden. This is an example of a very severe pruning, but after 6 weeks of the stark profile, you can see the hardy toyon is sprouting again and will make a full comeback. Across the walkway is the Mediterranean garden, where you can see a glorious collection of rich orange California poppies. And just a note, if you want another wildflower, as you leave the parking lot, at the end of one of the lanes is a wonderful bed of purple lupin. Throughout the garden, you'll find African daisies are carpeting the ground with flowers, mostly white, but there are some patches of pink and purple. African daisies make a wonderful ground cover as they're prolific bloomers, but don't really require deadheading or much other care besides sun and water. If you walk out Tram Road past the rare fruit orchard, the macadamia nut tree here is blooming. Last year we had a few nuts, but you had to look quickly before the critters got them. Farther on, past Phoebe's Meadow, but on the left before the overlook, the sapphire dragon tree is blooming, and that is one tree with a sweet fragrance. Also blooming throughout the garden are the mock orange shrubs, called mock orange because it does smell somewhat like orange blossoms. They can be found along almost any of the garden trails. And an interesting note, last week I directed you to see a couple of redbud trees in the Memorial Meadow. If you look across the meadow, there's another redbud tree, but the bloom is mostly white and really beautiful. It looks like a cloud. We hope you enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.